So I've been, you know, past few days, it's just been very hard for me. And I can't pinpoint it, what's making me feel down, unloved, unwanted. And, you know, and I don't want to get up. I don't want to do anything. And it's very frustrating to not know what's triggering it and what's, you know, making me feel this way. So, like, you know, I'm being to myself. I've cried. And I just want to let you know that, you know, there are going to be days that you're going to be exhausted. There are going to be days that you just don't understand why certain things happen to you. And I just want you to let you know that it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to not know the answers, and don't seek the answers, because God will eventually give you the answers without you even looking. But the beauty of it, or the mystery of it, is that eventually we'll come to understand why certain things planned out the way they used to. You have to keep going. You have to make sure that you have a plan. Make sure you have a goal. What is it that you want to do? And you fought all this way to believe in something. And even if you don't believe in something, even if you don't see it, just understand that there's a purpose. And there's a purpose of why you're feeling this way. There's a purpose why, you know, you're questioning, why are you here? What is it that you have to do in life? And don't give up. Just don't give up. Just keep going. And, you know, the beauty of it is not knowing. It's not knowing your reward at the end. And eventually things will start falling into place. But it's okay to be mad. It's okay to question everything that you do. It's okay. And I just want you to know that it's okay to be upset and question, you know, why does this happen to me? Why did I get this bill? Why did I, you know, why did I get this ticket? It's okay. But things happen. Money will come, you know. Money come when needed. And I'm a fair believer, you know, from not having money to pay the rent or to provide for my children. You know, there are times that you are going to go through struggles, but just understand that you have to get up and fight. You have to, you do not go out like this. You know, you can't be defeated. And that's what makes, there's two type of people in this world. There is them and there is you. And we can't justify someone else's actions, but we can justify ours. And the more you evolve, the more you learn. You know that saying, if you knew better, you do better. Then make sure you do your homework. Make sure that you, you know, stay in the process of learning about yourself, about triggering what is it that you don't like about yourself. And I just keep praying. Pray every day. Pray as much as you can until you can't anymore. And if you have to cry, or if you have to make sense of what is going in your life, then do so. Do whatever it takes for you to feel happy, to feel wanted, to feel that there's a purpose. You know, without no meaning, there is no purpose. Without struggles, there is no success. And without victory, there is no freedom. And I just want you to understand that it's okay to feel the way you feel at times. But just give yourself a round of applause when you wake up every morning and you do what you have to do to make that day go by and to survive. It's survival of the fittest, and it only just gets better and you get stronger. And believe in yourself like no one else has, and protect your energy, protect the person that you're becoming. And I just want to let you guys know that don't look for love in other places. Love yourself unconditionally and evolve every single month. Make a goal for yourself. What is it that you want to change? What is it that you want to do? and be consistent. Without being consistent, then you can't survive. You have to be consistent. You have to be disciplined. Consistency and efficiency goes hand to hand. And trust me when I say it only will get better. But don't be frustrated with yourself thinking that, why is this happening to me? And I want you to all be great. And if we focus on the good, we won't think about the bad. And just be motivated and love. Find something that you love. Find something that, you know, makes you motivated, inspired. Anything. It could be anything. Painting, dancing, singing, you know, anything. Just do it. I'm trying myself, and I'm no better than anyone. But I just want to let you know that it will change. It will get better. Even if there are days that you don't believe in it, just don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Because when you do, it's you're giving up on yourself, and there's no one else you have to prove yourself to but yourself. How much more, you know? How many more days? When is it going to be over? When? Can someone answer me? No one can. But there's a reason why you're questioning. There's a reason why you want to know answers. It's because you're ready. You're ready on that road. You're going to get your answers because you're seeking them. And you have to do whatever it takes to find those answers. No one else is going to tell you but yourself. And I want to wish you all a wonderful day. And just keep going. Don't give up. As tired as you may be, love each other. Love something that you do. And you are a purpose for being here. God bless us. Sorry. So, in my previous podcast, I mentioned that I was starting to do this and I didn't know what to talk about, or I didn't want to be all over the place. And I just been thinking about what should I say, what should I, you know, talk about. And basically, I'm just going to talk about my life, and hopefully it could help others and, you know, change some certain way, and to let you guys know that everybody has their own crap and everybody, you know, is fighting their own battles. And what I want to do is, like, almost kind of like my diary, or not even diary, like me learning as a person and me trying to understand why certain things happen in my life. And if there is one person that I would want to thank, and, you know, kind of a hypocrite on my part, because this person has destroyed the person that I was. But if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be who I am. And you have to start seeing things in different light and different perspective. If you don't, and if you don't change your mindset, then you'll never understand why certain things are happening, or certain things are the way they are. And that's, you know, someone that I dealt with for 9 years, and that's the father of my son. And he is who he is. And the worst thing you could do as a woman is try to change a man, or trying to make them understand what you understand or what you see. And my perfect metaphor is two sides of a story. There's two sides of a coin, and there's you, and then there's them. We can't justify other people's actions or other people's way of thinking, because we cannot penalize them. Why? Because we don't know what changes them. We don't know why they are the way they are. We don't know anything. And who are we to say that they have to follow our rules or the code that we live by? you know, it's something that it took me a while to understand and to learn is that everyone has their own opinion, their own way of seeing things. The more you try to make someone understand or trying to see your vision, it's the more you're going to butt heads and nothing is going to get resolved, and one of the parties is going to end up being feel like attacked. And it took a while for me to understand that from him, and he taught me a lot. He taught me how to hate myself. And the reason I did is because I didn't know how to let go or how to accept that it was always me trying to make him understand that I loved him. It was always me to make him understand that I wanted a family, that I wanted marriage, that I wanted, you know, not the white picket fence because he hates that, but the ultimate happiness. And one thing, another thing, you can never be happy. People always want more. But satisfying, that you can't always think that that's enough. Satisfying could mean him coming home or, you know, the children being happy and we having food in our table. We don't want to see things for what they are. We always trying to justify. And that is our problem. Our problem is trying to make someone else happy. And my ultimate goal was always, always to feel like I was the one. Hey, like I would do things, like crazy things, like maybe if I wear this, he will notice me. Or maybe if I do my hair like this, then you start forgetting yourself and you want to blame that person that is not looking your way. You want to blame, you know, him or her because they don't love you the way that you want them to love you. And him, you know, not loving me or not wanting me made me hate myself even more. And that's where, you know, the self-consciousness comes in and everything else. But what I want you to know is that don't stop loving yourself, trying to prove yourself to someone else, and don't try to change the other person. The more you try to change their point of view or the way they see things or the way they believe things, the more that it's just not going to work out, and you know, one of the parties is going to be disrespected, and you're going to just lose yourself in the midst of it all. And my experience with him made me lose everything because I wanted to gain everything with him. And you know, there's nothing more than hurtful but the truth. It's hurtful and it is what it is. But now I come to understand that I had to lose everything for me to realize what the hell was I thinking. You know, like I'm a good mother, a good person, but I can't blame him for what I wanted. You know, I can't. That's just very, very selfish of me. Because at the end of the day, I knew what I was getting into. I knew the type of animal I laid in bed with. Everybody does. So the point of this is what he has taught me is people like to sugarcoat things to make someone else is happy. People like to hide behind who they really are. And then at the end of the day, it is what it is. People are shitty, people are selfish, inconsiderate. But you have the choice whether you want to take that from that person or from whomever. Value yourself, value others, appreciate, you know, one another. And I can't hate everybody. Would love me to hate him, but I can't. you want the reason why is I'm more aware of my surroundings because of him. And he might have made me lose myself and, you know, believe in love and marriage and everything else. But he also made me realize what the real world is. And I could either take it one way or I could go to another. And you have a choice. Don't ever think that you don't have a choice. And if you don't think that you have a choice and you're just stagnant where you are, then you need to realize what your goals, what is it that inspired you. And my choice was to continue trying to make a change. If I couldn't touch him and made him realize that there is good out there, then that's not me, because he didn't want to accept my help, or he felt like I disrespected him, or he felt like I was out to get him. But that's his choice. My choice is, even then, so if he treated me the way he treated me, I will continue to be the person that I am. You do not do what others do only because they do that. You do what you have to do. Only because someone crosses the street and runs across the street and he doesn't, you know, the car misses him and doesn't hit him, you're going to go ahead and do the same thing? No, it's not okay. You be the person that you are, and I promise you, someone will recognize it. So my message is, allow the people in your life to hurt you. Allow the people in your life to make you grow. Allow the people in your life to change your ways. But never, never lose focus on the type of person that you are going to become, that you're supposed to be. And don't ever, ever, ever let someone's choices make you think different about life. You are the reason why you believe in yourself, and you're the only one that it could tell yourself, I'm better than that, I deserve better, and I'm going to get better. And if the ultimate goal is happiness, I assure you, you will find it. And I just wanted to say thank you to him, because without him, I wouldn't appreciate my children. I wouldn't appreciate the love that I'm willing to give to someone unconditionally. And take the people that have destroyed you or have hurt you and change it and make it known that if you ever come across someone like that, you extend your help. And if they don't want it, it's okay for you to turn around and say, I did what I had to do. And don't ever, ever stoop up to their level. You just continue to being you and working on you. And that's something that I'm learning and I'm trying to get better. You have to sometimes lose everything before you know how much you're willing to give up. And I was willing to give up almost my life. But it was something that I needed to discover on my own. He could have done everything he did everything for me to realize that he didn't love me. And it was just me and my stubbornness, because I wanted him to love me and I know that I'm a good person, and why can't he understand that I'm a good person? But that goes all around. It goes with your family, it goes with your parents, it goes with your loved ones. If you know and you are certain who you are and you're content with who you are and you are growing, don't ever let anyone dim your light, and always stay positive and be consistent with always thinking positive. You cannot blame anyone but yourself of how you feel and what it is that you're looking for and what is it that you're settling. I can't blame him, and I used to blame him, but it was me. I had the final, you know, choice. Me. You have the final choice. There's two sides of each story, and there's two sides of a coin. I can't blame him or penalize him for what he believes in, and neither can you. So, I just started listening to what I recorded back in March, and now it's going to be November. And I came up with this idea of back in March that I was going to talk about, I don't know, like stuff and my life. And then I just, you know, not gave up, but kind of stopped doing it, or stopped, or life just took over, and I'm looking for an excuse to tell you why it didn't happen, but I'm still here. I'm still fighting every single day for my life, and that's my 5-year-old child that I have to fight for. It's just one of those things where you literally just don't know. Mental illness is something that, holy shit, it's overwhelming. It's a devil itself. You know, you're angry, you're bitter, you're just a negative person, and no one knows. And having mental illness is just basically almost kind of being in jail, you know? And the reason why I say it is because a lot of stories that you see and a lot of things that you see when people are in jail, it's basically it's them and the cell, and you know, people that really love you. There are no friends when you go to jail, and basically when you're in mental illness, you'll just lose a lot of people because no one could tolerate the person that you have become. No one could really understand the person that you've become, or the person that, you know, they're facing. And it's someone that is completely not who they fell in love with or who they know. And you can't understand why they don't understand you, because it's just like, it literally is just something that no one understands but you. No one can understand your thoughts. No one can understand your vision. No one can understand what is it that you're trying to accomplish. What is it that you're trying to understand? What is it that you're trying to prove? What is it that you're trying to comprehend? And mental illness is just you and your thoughts. And, you know, that's like being in jail. And at first, you know, everyone tells you, you know, you have their support. And little one by one, every year or every month or every 6 months, no one goes to visit you. No one goes and checks up on you. And the letters stop coming. You don't get no more correspondence. You don't get, you know, more money to buy socks, toilet paper, anything like that. And that's what mental illness is. No one will come to you to check up on you. And it takes a lot not to have those thoughts of revenge, of bitterness, and, you know, like just putting yourself away from them. And people look at you crazy when you're talking crazy, but they don't understand the shit that you had to go through to just get yourself up every single day. And, you know, and you become very defensive, very sensitive. Anyone that triggers your thoughts or anything that is triggered, you become very defensive. And how dare them even question your sanity, or how dare them question any kind of action that you are taking, because they are not there. They are not in your head. And I just listened to recordings in March, and, you know, like, it's telling you not to give up and not to let anyone measurable on undertake the person that you're supposed to become, and who am I? I just didn't listen to myself, and I didn't listen to what I was trying to do, and not that I gave up. Not that I gave up. But I just allow myself to get into deeper and deeper, deeper shit. And if I would tell you the stories, and I would tell you the promises, and I would tell you, you know, what I saw in people, and everybody's just, you know, for themselves. And to this day, I promise you that I just don't talk just to talk. I promise you that the things I've said and the things that I've saw and the things that I've imagined are either going to happen, happened, or will happen eventually. And then, you know, I read somewhere it says, you have learned so many lessons this year, but your biggest test is yet to come. And your biggest test is anything or anyone that have let you down will be put in front of you. And the next step or the next thing that you do, that will be your biggest test. And I can't answer you and tell you what I'm going to do because I don't know. Am I supposed to walk away when someone needs my help? The one that I thought had my back? When my job finally realizes what type of person I am and what I'm capable of doing? And another job is presented? How is that even fair? How is that even fair? I just think that mental health and what you're trying to accomplish, it goes hand to hand. And if you just make a plan and you just listen to yourself and don't listen to anyone else, you could break the puzzle. You could just make it happen. And I don't even know why am I talking, and I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying half of the time. But I have a few people that listen and a few people that don't. And that very selective.